Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Every single Tuesday at this time, we are joined live by Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central. You all know Jack and who he is now, but we've been having him on for a long, long time. We're what you call a day one with Jack Veltri. Jack, did you make it in? We're getting some rain here in the upstate. Did you make it in back to wherever you're calling from the protest in time? Were you protesting Mike Shula?
No, I was not at the protest today, guys. I am actually over at Founders Park. We've got some fall baseball going on. So
well, that's just not acceptable. I just hate to tell you.
It's a better place to be than the which, did you guys see the video of that? It was like 20 people.
Hey, it's only about the thought, the effort. A for effort, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you know, it's a bunch of frat boys just having fun, right?
Hey, Jack, what was the second half of your question that Shane cut off where you said, what gives you hope, ... and then he cut you off, started talking about what he wanted to talk about, obviously. Can you – I want to give you an opportunity to get that whole question out there.
Well, for one, the initial question got cut off to begin with where I was basically asking, hey, I probably could have worded it a little better. Like, hey, like, do you feel like you need to make another change more so this time with the play calling or the offensive scheme? You could take it in a lot of different directions there. But I didn't really get that full thing out. And then he brought up the infamous quote, I made a change last week, Jack, with Lonnie Teasley. The other part of it, once he kind of answered that, I kind of just tried to get something else in. And the first thing I came to mind was, what gives you hope? And I think that was probably just going to be the extent of it. But what gives you hope that the offense is going to be able to get this thing turned around? And then he said, next question. And then he went back to it. So.
Well, Jack, ultimately, I feel like while a lot of fans are protesting or 20 fans are protesting and a lot of fans are upset about Mike Shula and the play calling, and rightfully so. You know, I said to Diesel in the last segment, when I watched the Kentucky game, we watched what happened against Virginia Tech. We thought the offense might get better after the second week, and then you get to Kentucky, and you're talking about a bad Kentucky team and your team having to be bailed out by special teams and the defense. The score was lopsided, but the offense didn't do a whole lot against Kentucky. I knew then that South Carolina had problems. When you look at kind of where this team is now, if they were to make a change, let's say they fired Mike Shula tomorrow, do you really feel like anything would be different, or do you feel like this team, they are who they are at this point?
I think it depends on who you promote, right? Because we see UCLA is the popular example where they hired Jerry Neuheisel, who a few days before had never even put on a headset before to call plays, right? And UCLA's offense has been so much more dynamic since then. So I think that case applies where, like, if you bring up a young guy who's never called plays before. I think they have a few guys. One guy that would be interesting to see is they have Davis Cutter, who's like the assistant quarterback's coach. He's someone maybe that you would want to ideally promote if that came to fruition. But I think for South Carolina, I think you're probably sticking with Shula the rest of the way, though Shane did say multiple times now that if he feels it's necessary to make a change, he's going to go ahead and do it.
Jack, I got a chance to ask Lenoris Sellers about, you know, the second touchdown or the first touchdown drive, the lone touchdown drive, but their second trip inside the five. They ultimately went for it on fourth down again, not having gotten it the first time, but they got it the second time. In your mind, what was the reasoning for making that fourth down, leave it in Lenoris Sellers' decision? Was it confidence in Lenoris, or was it, we absolutely have to get 6 points here or this game gets away from us?
I think it was just absolutely, you need to get 6 points here. And I think for South Carolina, the thing about those two drives in the red zone, Diesel, was that they ran eight plays, right? They went for it twice on fourth down on both of those sequences, once apiece. And six of those plays were handoffs up the middle.
Yeah.
You didn't put the ball in Norris's hands much at all. You had him throw that one pass to Nick Arbor for the touchdown, and then the other one was supposed to be a pass play, I think, but the pressure broke down immediately, and Lenoris was brought down what was just a two-yard gain when he had to kind of scramble a little bit. There were no design quarterback runs in there, and I think that was what is kind of missing, I think, in those situations, because why are you taking the ball out of your best player's hands? I get it. You want to run the ball on first and second down with your running backs after that 36-yard run, okay, that's fine. But I think they needed to do something a little bit more creative rather than, hey, we're going to hand it off three straight times. It's one thing when you're at the one-yard line, but when you're getting stuffed once and twice with Matthew Fuller and then you're doing it again, you're putting yourself in a much tougher spot, even if you're at literally the one-yard line, more like the half-foot line, and you got to get into the end zone. That makes it a lot tougher, and luckily, South Carolina got the touchdown there with Sellers throwing the Harbor, but that was a much tougher sequence than I think it really needed to be.
Talking to Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central. He joins us every Tuesday at this time during football season. Jack, do you not find yourself surprised that with the pressure on Mike Shula, we haven't seen more of just circus offense in terms of him going out there on Saturdays and just throwing the kitchen sink on the field? Has that surprised you a little bit?
A little, but I think at some point, I don't know. I think we're going to get into a situation where this thing either eventually clicks or it doesn't. I mean, I don't really think there's much in between. I think at some point, you really hope an answer comes to where he's able to get this thing figured out. But it's also about, like, players in the field have to execute as well, right? Like, it's not – as much as the blame does probably fall on Shula's shoulders, there's more that this team needs to do. Like, the blocking's got to be better up front. For one, you also need to make better decisions if you're Lenoris Sellers. Sorry that you're going to hear the music behind me in background. But, you know, there's other things. Like the run game hasn't been there for South Carolina. So a lot of it is ultimately on Shula, and I do think they need to get back to being a bit more creative, because I just wasn't a fan of all the handoffs up the middle and stuff, especially at the goal line.
Yeah.
Like, you have a freak of nature athlete in Lenoris Sellers. Let's utilize him a little bit more. And honestly, just do something different. I mean, whatever you're doing right now is clearly not working. The sample size is big enough offensively to where you're just not getting the results you want. If it were me, I would try something completely different. Like, do what, like Dow Loggins last year. Put the ball in your best player's hands, whether it's Sellers, whether it's Nick Harbor, whether it's one of your tight ends, whoever that may be, whoever's giving you the best chance to go out there and put points on the board, the ball needs to be in their hands, in my opinion.
Talking to Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central, at Jack T. Veltri is where you can find and follow him on Twitter. Earlier today, Shane broke the news that he thinks Cason Henry is out for the season. Tough blow for an already kind of banged up offensive line there. What can you tell us about his injury and how they're going to try to fill that space?
Well, it is a shoulder injury, so that happened on the first play of the Missouri game a few weeks back, and it had been a situation where he's missed all the games since then, and you hope he would be able to make it back at some point, but he's going to be out this weekend. And like you said, he will probably be out the rest of the year for South Carolina. And that's a tough blow because Kaysen was playing really, really well, I think, early on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This season, despite all of South Carolina's OL troubles, the problem for him is that he's always been banged up throughout his career. And you hate it because this is, I'll be honest, this is probably one of the more intelligent football players I've ever gotten the chance to talk to. He knows what he's talking about, can tell you what's going on with the offense, what's going wrong, what's going right, and how, you know, they're going to try and correct it. And, you know, to not have a guy out there like that, it hurts because he's one of your better players on the offensive line. How you're filling that spot? You filled it with Tree Babalatti starting the last few weeks, and I expect that to continue to be the case moving forward until proven otherwise. They're down a lot of offensive linemen right now, but the good news today is that the other five that were banged up, whether they were missing the game the other day or got injured during the game, they were all back out practicing today.
Jack, not to be Mr. Doom and Gloom, but what does this fan base have to cheer for? What does this team have to play for the rest of the way?
Well, you're asking the wrong person here since I'm Mr. Negative. But in all seriousness, I do think that they got to play for a bowl game, right? You gotta find a way to scratch off a win here one of these next three games in order to do that, because you got to win three of your next five games, and that's no small task. I think you can beat Coastal. I think you can beat Clemson, but you got to find a way to get a win otherwise. And guys, I'm leaning towards Alabama on this game, obviously, but there's a part of me that after hearing Shane today and hearing the players, I don't think everything is fixable within a week, but there's part of me that sees like what's happened in the past before, where South Carolina has been in these spots where nobody believes in them. Everyone counts them out. And then they go out here and put up this great performance and they pull off a stunner. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I have a funny feeling that it would not be. Don't rule it out, I would say.
Jack, what was your overall take on the fact that it took all the way until, I think, a minute to go in the third quarter before South Carolina had a pre-snap penalty on offense? They did have a pass interference a little bit earlier in that quarter, but you know, some of the issues that had plagued them so often over the course of the season offensively were pretty much gone throughout the majority of that Oklahoma game.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, and the good news is none of those pre-snaps were on the offensive line, which is a really good sign in the right direction that not everyone wants to talk about. Everyone wants to talk about the negatives. But how about the positive in that they only had four penalties in that game, and none of them were on the OL. I think that's a big positive and step in the right direction when you're limiting those mistakes. Now you've got to figure out, okay, oh, we run a capable offense that can go out there and actually score points to put up on the board. So that's a much bigger problem that is a lot tougher to figure out. But at least you're cleaning up the self-inflicted stuff that has shot yourself in the foot so many times throughout the season.
Jack, let's get into Alabama. What do you see? I mean, you mentioned a little bit of optimism. I said earlier in the show my optimism tank with South Carolina has officially hit the E, and I don't think there's any in the reserve either. What do you feel like South Carolina-Alabama on Saturday could present? I know you just shared in terms of how you may could see South Carolina play better just because of, you know, recent years. They somehow, some way do figure out a way to turn things around toward the end of the season or the latter part. What's your biggest concern, though, when you look at Saturday's game?
And don't get me wrong, I'm not optimistic about Saturday either. I think there's just the optics.
Yeah.
We've seen this story before. We saw it last year with Alabama, where Carolina had that awful loss to Ole Miss. Everyone said they were done, and then they go out there and lose by two and have the lead in the fourth quarter. So my point is, I think that is possible again this weekend, just because nobody's giving them a chance. And I'm not giving them a chance this weekend to win. I don't think anyone will pick South Carolina. That's just the reality of the situation. This Alabama team is very good.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a team that looks completely different from the one at Florida State. I think they have overcome their road struggles from last season. They went to Missouri, won a tight game there. They went to Georgia in Athens that night and won there. So what's stopping them from going to South Carolina at Williams-Brice Stadium for a day game and winning that one? I think Alabama is going to be fine. Quarterback play has been phenomenal. Ty Simpson, I think, is your Heisman front runner right now. They got some really good weapons on the outside with Jeremy Bernard and Ryan Williams, and Jam Miller has been pretty good at running back. And the defense has been banged up a little bit, but, I mean, that group, they had the 100-yard pick six the other night. I mean, this is a group that is really rounding into form. I think Kalen's got them playing well at the right time, and they've walked the tough road to get here. They've beaten a lot of ranked teams in a row, and they've been very sharp.
Jack, most of the time when an athletic director comes out and releases a vote of confidence in a head coach, it's writing on the wall, right? Like, we know what's coming in the very near future. Mike Norvell got his. A lot of people think he's right there on that edge of getting fired. Hugh Freeze said that he would love to get a vote of confidence from his athletic director. If you woke up tomorrow morning to the news that Jeremiah Donati had released a statement of confidence in Shane Beamer and you weren't the one breaking the story, would you take that as a positive or a negative?
I don't know. I mean, a vote of confidence can go, like, multiple ways. Like, I don't know, honestly, how to answer that, Diesel. I think if he got a vote of confidence from Donati, I think it would just mean that he's good to go for next year more than anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's anyone's guess what happens after that, right?
Jack, we hear baseball in the background. What's the latest? Where are you at? And a little fall camp starting up, right?
Yeah, man. This is the second fall baseball scrimmage of the season for the Gamecocks. They have been getting going for about a week now, but Pulmonary's kind of changed it up to where the team's scrimmaging a little later than normal, so they'll run closer to Thanksgiving. But beautiful weather day out here. It's 0-0 right now in the bottom of the second inning, and things are looking good. I think we all need some Gamecock baseball in our lives with how football's been going, and men's basketball. We got men's basketball content tonight, too, with Garnet and Black Madness. So some other sports to kind of keep you occupied.
Yeah, I was just about to ask about that, Jack. On the basketball side of things, men's and women's, obviously the news last week, was it, that Chloe Kitts was going to be out? Just kind of your general thoughts as we're a couple of weeks away from things really getting started with basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know I personally don't cover women's very closely. We have Chris Wellbaum, who does a great job with that already. So my eyes are typically on the men's team. And from what I can just tell, just with the women's team and stuff, it's tough to replace Chloe Kitts. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. She's a really good player for South Carolina and someone that it was definitely viewed as an early WNBA draft pick in the first round, potentially. I think for South Carolina, yeah, without really knowing much about this team, they're down two players right now with some injuries. How can South Carolina fill those voids? That's going to be very interesting to see. I know they brought in some nice players from the portal and stuff, But I do wonder how the size of this team will be affected with two forwards being out for the year.
Jack, you're the best, man. Appreciate you. You're rocking and rolling. You're busy. And people, again, can follow you on Twitter at Jack T. Veltri and follow your work where?
You can follow me, like you said, Jack T. Veltri on social media for Twitter. I'm over there. I'm pretty active all the time. You can also go ahead and join me on GameTalkCentral.com. Again, I got baseball updates on there right now, basketball updates tonight, Shane Beamer updates. I mean, look, I do it all over there.
You're the man.
And, check out a lot of my work.
You are the man. Thanks, Jack.
I appreciate it, fellas.
Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central. He's literally, I mean, what a busy day.
Does he live on campus?
I'd hope so.
A broom closet somewhere? So.
Going from football to baseball to basketball in one day.
Be racking up the miles
the
on his company
of a,
car.
A beat writer, right?
I'm telling Whew. You. It's not the worst gig in the world, though.
No.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
When we come back, Cole, the newest, hottest, prettiest opening in college football at the University of Florida. Obviously, a lot of people are throwing around one huge name to take the job, but how good of a fit would he be? We'll get into it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.